friend, and welcome to the Brand Strategy Podcast, a show created to equip you with the inspiration, encouragement, and clarity you need to build the brand of your dreams. I'm your host, Bonnie Bakhtiari, brand designer, strategist, and founder of The Illume Retreat. From sustainable strategy to heartfelt encouragement, each episode is designed to equip you with the tools you need to chase after your dreams. Because you deserve a brand that empowers you to do what you love, connects with your dream clients, and offers a deep sense of fulfillment along the way. So grab a cup of coffee and join me on this journey, won't you? Hi friends, and welcome to today's episode where we are diving into all things branding. Specifically, rebranding your business, how to tell it's time to rebrand your business, and really breaking down the idea of what rebranding is anyway. It's one of those topics that I see popping up over and over again within the creative community, and I think it's a really easy term to misunderstand. So today, I want to take a few minutes to walk you through really what rebranding your business means, when it's a good idea, and four easy ways to tell whether or not it's time to make some intentional changes to your brand. So today we're going to walk through the difference between a rebrand and a brand refresh and some easy steps that you can take to kind of self-audit your brand and see what's working, what's not working, and what some heartfelt changes could look like for you. Now, this time of year, I am busy at work with some of my incredible one-on-one branding clients. And this is a time of year where we're really diving into some intentional changes for their brands. A lot of the time, I'm working with established entrepreneurs who are wanting to make some thoughtful changes to their visuals and to their brand strategy so that they can more realistically and more authentically connect with their ideal clients in a sustainable and purposeful way. So this month, I'm diving into some amazing rebranding projects with some incredible women who've been in business for years. They intimately understand their ideal clients, they know what goals they want to hit in 2019, and they see how a strategic rebrand can really empower them to take things to the next level. So today, I want to walk you through some ways that you can decide whether or not some similar changes could be in store for your business. This might be one of the steps that it takes to help you really chase after your goals in 2019. Or maybe it's something where you've been wondering if a rebrand is on your horizon, and you can listen to today's episode. You can hear my four easy steps to figure out whether or not it's time for a rebrand, and you can say, okay, maybe I'm not quite there yet. And if anything, you'll move forward with some confidence, some clarity, and some peace of mind. But before we dive into my four ways to really give your brand a self-audit and figure out if it's time to rebrand or not, I think it's important that we dive into the idea of rebranding as a whole. Now, as a designer, this is something that I encounter on such a regular basis. I get inquiries from talented creatives all the time asking if I can help them rebrand their business or refresh their brand. And like I said earlier, this is a topic where I think it's really easy for us to misunderstand what rebranding really is. So often, I think we dive into conversations with designers or with our best friends in the industry, and we think that rebranding applies to any and all updates that we want to make to our existing visuals. Oftentimes, we go for the term rebranding without giving it a second thought, when perhaps we don't intend to totally overhaul our existing color palette or typefaces or logo. So when one of my clients reaches out to me and they're asking about rebranding, what they're actually asking for is a complete overhaul of their existing materials and really just starting from scratch. When you are talking about rebranding your business, you are talking about making dramatic changes to the visuals, to the strategy behind those visuals, and even the trajectory of your business moving forward. So this is often most applicable when your current logo is not a good fit for you. It's not really reflecting your heart or the level of experience you offer to your clients. It's not really painting an accurate picture of what people can expect when they choose to work with you. A rebrand can also be a great fit if you find that you are changing your focus and you're moving in a new direction with your business. Now, a full rebrand usually involves, like I said, starting from scratch. So there's some great benefits there. It can offer you a fresh start. It can really be this great blank slate, but it also can be confusing for your audience, for your followers, for your ideal clients who are really familiar with your existing visual brand and your logo. So if that's the case, then it's incredibly important to actually clue your audience in on the big changes that are happening. It's important to educate them before you officially reveal a big, beautiful new brand that some heartfelt changes are in store. And here's what they can expect. So, like I said, full rebrand often involves new visuals, new designs, updated messaging, maybe some new goals. So, although your name will stay the same, usually little else will. So, hopefully that gives you a better idea of kind of the full scope that goes into a rebrand. And it's something that my clients don't enter into that lightly because they understand the dramatic kinds of changes they're making. But in most cases, those changes are needed in order to really empower them to reach their goals, connect with their ideal clients, and really invite their ideal clients into the kind of brand that is truly reflective of their heart, their experience, their professionalism, the quality of their work as well. So if you think that a rebrand is the scope of work that you need to do in order to elevate things, then I got you covered. But if you are listening to this and you're saying, oh, I don't know, Bonnie, that feels really dramatic, and I don't think I'm quite ready to start from scratch again when it comes to my visual brand, well, then a brand refresh might be a better fit for you. Now, a brand refresh really involves making some strategic updates here and there to reflect new growth. So this could be like a shift in your business or trying to up-level your ideal client just a little bit and trying to connect with a specific type of person who is not dramatically different from your current ideal client, but just maybe just a little different in some ways. If that's the case, this is a great option for someone who loves their current brand, but you think it could be a little snazzier, right? You see that there's room for improvement. You know that maybe there's some new steps you could be taking, some new things you could be exploring in order to just take things up a notch. So when I work with clients who want to go through a thoughtful series of refreshes, we're doing things like transforming their color palette, maybe tweaking their logo here and there, maybe designing a new website or creating some gorgeous custom stationery. But for the most part, we're not making really big changes to their logo, their alternate marks, or any of those coordinating designs that really do serve as one of the faces of their brand. Because the goal with a refresh is just as it sounds, to breathe some new life into things. It's not to tear down everything you've built and throw a completely new visual presence at your ideal client. Instead, it's simply to take what you already have in place and elevate it, just to take it to the next level. Breathe some new life into it so that you feel confident in your ability to put your best foot forward visually and strategically with your brand, but not in such a way where you are completely departing from this logo that maybe has very deep personal significance to you, or maybe that is strategically still serving you very well. Now, a brand refresh usually will enable your brand to remain current and easily identifiable with your loyal fan base, but it can still give you the room to grow and keep up with current trends within the design industry. And as I was saying, with a full rebrand, it's important to educate your audience about the changes you're making. And I do think I just have to mention that if you are going through a brand refresh, the same still applies. Any kind of changes you're making for your brand, it's important to really teach your audience what's happening, why it's happening, and what they can expect so that your new website launch, your new brand reveal, all of those things will be received with the most enthusiasm and with the full understanding that you desire from the people that you want to work with. Okay, so we've gotten a little bit nerdy and we've broken down the differences between a brand refresh and a full rebrand. But how can you tell if it's time to rebrand your business in the first place? I don't think that this is something that you should leave to chance. It definitely shouldn't be a process of trial and error, but also it shouldn't be an expensive investment that you dive headfirst into without some good reason. I mean, as a professional brand designer and strategist, I work almost exclusively with established entrepreneurs who are going through some intentional rebrands for their businesses to really take things to heartfelt new heights. And in order to do that, we have to have a clear understanding of the goals we're trying to reach, the ideal clients we want to connect with, the ways in which these updates will empower my clients to move forward with confidence and clarity, and then, of course, how we can really build a visual identity and an overarching strategy that reflects the very heart of their life's work. And so that isn't something that we just dive into lightly, and it's certainly not something that I would ever advise you to do without some intention behind it. So what I want to do is share four really easy ways for you to determine whether or not it's time to rebrand your business. And I like to call this something that is completely foolproof, because it's not a complicated type of audit to walk through on your own. You can simply sit down. I like to think of it as maybe taking yourself on a coffee date, where you're sitting down with a good cup of coffee or a mug of tea, and you're asking yourself some honest questions about your brand and how it's working for you, or maybe how it's not working for you. And based on your responses, you can figure out how best to move forward. So the first way that you can tell it's time to rebrand your business is if it is holding you back from reaching your goals. What I mean by that is if you have a brand that is keeping you from accessing the kinds of opportunities that you want, or it's a visual brand that is holding you back from booking the kinds of clients or the kinds of projects you want to be booking, or it is holding you back from being perceived in the way that you really want to be perceived, then that tells me, as a designer and a strategist, that something isn't working for you. If you feel limited by your brand, if you genuinely feel like it is kind of pinning your arms back and holding you down, that is not going to serve you well in the long run. That is not going to position you in a way where you can connect with your ideal clients. That is not going to really give you any of the tools you need in order to grow in the ways that you want to grow. So if you feel limited by your brand, then I absolutely think it's time for a change. Okay, step number two to figure out if it's time to rebrand your business: if it is sending the wrong clients your way. This is something that I want to kind of dive into gently and honestly, because I think that in the creative community, we spend a lot of time talking about ideal clients. And what we don't think about is that in order for there to be ideal clients, there are quite a few not so ideal clients. Now, what I'm saying is in this context of if your visual brand is sending the quote unquote wrong types of clients your way, I don't want us to think that those clients are less worthy of being served or are not worth working with, or they're not, good people who will give you the creative freedom and the space to do your best work. I don't want us to think of this in a negative context where your visuals are sending the quote unquote wrong clients your way. But instead, what I want us to think about is that your visual brand, if you're needing to rebrand, very well might be sending clients your way who do not match your ideal client profile. And if that is the case, then you would not be able to serve them in the best ways possible if you were to work with them, right? Let's be honest. You, as a strategic business owner, are building a process, an experience, and an approach to the work that you do, whether that's a product or a service, that is created very purposefully for your ideal client or your ideal customer. So if you choose to work with someone who does not match that profile, in some ways you are robbing yourself of the ability to serve that client to the best of your ability, and you're also unintentionally robbing that client of their opportunity to be served fully by the type of vendor or creative or shop owner who really will be able to serve them at full capacity. So, all that to say, if you find that you are putting out your visuals and you're getting inquiries from people who are not your ideal client, I highly recommend pointing them in the direction of someone who will be able to serve them so, so well. And then I highly recommend you get in touch with a professional designer and a strategist who can help you elevate your visuals so that you can connect with the right types of clients for you. Step number three of this self-audit process to figure out whether or not it's time to rebrand your business is if you find that your visual brand is not speaking to your level of experience or your skill. When we think about this, if you find that your visuals are really standing in your way of reflecting the kind of quality work that you can do, maybe it's not speaking to the number of years you've been in business. Maybe it's not highlighting the unique amount of training or skill or really intention that goes into the kind of work that you do, then we have a little bit of a problem here. If you have a really playful and vibrant and bold logo, but you are a very polished and professional and maybe a little bit more subdued type of creative, then you might have a logo that's positioning you as a bit younger, for lack of a better term, and more playful, and maybe not as experienced in your industry. Whereas if you have a fine art approach to art, for example, let's say that you are an artist and a calligrapher, and you have a very fine art approach to this work that you do, but you have a really like modern, minimal, super bright logo, well, then that's actually not creating any space within that visual presence for you to communicate to your ideal customers or your ideal clients that you take a very fine art approach to the work that you do. So if you think that your brand is not speaking to your level of experience or your expertise, then I definitely think it's time for a change. And then finally, the fourth way to tell that it is time to rebrand your business is if it is boxing you into work that you don't love anymore. To me, this is like a big flashing alert that it is absolutely time to make some big changes to your brand and to your strategy. If you are in the wedding industry, and let's say you are a wedding planner, and you have done that for 5+ years, and you absolutely have loved it for a season, but you feel like you have taken that dream as far as you want to take it, that you have served as many couples as you have dreamed of serving, and that now in your current season of work or your current season of life, it's time for some changes. And let's say maybe you want to pivot into education. Maybe you want to take all of your experience as a talented wedding planner and turn that into a series of workshops or courses or one-on-one mentoring. And you want to dive into something completely new. Well, if your logo, your visuals, and your entire brand strategy are built around positioning you as a wedding planner, it's going to be hard to take that logo and slap it on all of your educational materials as you offer these new experiences and information products with the people that you want to work with, the people you want to educate. So that tells me that it's time to create a set of visuals that gives you the space to do the work that you're passionate about. If you have a strategy that is positioning you in a way where you're feeling tied to work that no longer fulfills you, no longer sparks your passion, and no longer enables you to do your best work, then I think that there's some changes that need to happen for your visual brand, yes, but I also think there's a lot of soul searching, for lack of a better term, that needs to happen on your part. I think that if you feel limited by your brand, by that positioning, by those visuals, by that strategy, then it's important to really dig deep and figure out what you want to do so that then moving forward, you can really dive into the kinds of work that excites you in the long run, but also you can build the kind of overarching brand and strategy that will equip you with what you need to do the work that you love in a sustainable and enduring way. So if you find yourself nodding along as we tick off every one of these boxes, then friend, it is time to breathe some new life into that brand of yours. It's time for some intentional changes, but I don't want you to feel overwhelmed by this. I don't want this to be something that you think, okay, obviously, Bonnie, I have to rebrand my business, but girl, I don't even know where to start. I've got you covered. Don't worry about it. I have really put together a totally free checklist that actually will walk you through all of the updates that need to happen as a part of your rebrand. All you have to do is head to brandstrategypodcast.com for the link inside this episode's show notes. Now, if you've been listening along and you've been, thinking, okay, maybe one or two of those items that describe when it's time to rebrand your business, it makes sense for me, but I'm not totally convinced that rebranding is right for me in this current season. Don't worry, I haven't forgotten you. I absolutely have some resources that can help as well. I've created a totally free, fun quiz to discover whether or not it's time for you to rebrand your business. Plus, at the end of the quiz, with your results, you will get a list of suggested steps to take so that you can move forward with clarity. Like I said earlier, none of this process should be a matter of trial and error, and I don't want you to feel like you have to turn to Pinterest or Google or someone else who really doesn't have the answers in order to figure out how you can move forward with this. So, highly encourage you to head to brandstrategypodcast.com to get connected with the free rebranding checklist or the totally fun free quiz to tell whether or not it's time to rebrand your business. This is something that I am wholeheartedly confident that you can navigate like a pro. And ultimately, I want to see you moving forward into a new season of business with all of the tools and the resources and the strategy pieces in place that will empower you to do your best work. So you know I'm going to be here cheering you on from Waco, and you know that you have some great content that you can access at brandstrategypodcast.com so that you can begin to dive into this journey on your own. Until next time, friend, I'm cheering you on. Thank you so much for joining me today, friend. Before you go, I would be so grateful to receive your feedback on the Brand Strategy Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or the podcast in general has helped you grow your brand, I'd really appreciate it if you left us a review in iTunes. Your positive reviews enable the Brand Strategy Podcast to continue to grow and reach like-minded creatives just like you. Plus, I'll be randomly selecting a handful of lucky reviewers each month to receive a little thank you surprise from me in the mail. Thank you for all your support and encouragement as together we pursue building brands with purpose and intention. Until next time, I'm cheering you on from Waco.